Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Spring, summer, winter, and fall. Oh, the seasons of life. The more experience we have, you know, in the seasons of life that we all go through, the richer life can become. Our guest today has experienced increased depth and greater richness through her experiences with which she will share today. Heart to heart with you. What season of life are you in right now? Are you in a season of transition? Are you in a season where things are going smoothly? Are you going through this smooth season and not realizing how much blessed you are? And have you said a word of thanks lately? Sometimes in the smooth seasons, in the smooth sailing of life, we just clip along and we forget so easily what we've come from, where we've come from, and what we've been through. It's a moment of thanks that I think might be very much appropriate at such a time as this. Are you going through a season of utter pain and fear and even shame? Perhaps even humiliation? Perhaps maybe the dreams that you had set and you thought you were reaching, all of a sudden it's like the floor beneath you, on which you thought was a firm foundation, which you were standing on, suddenly crumbled. Unbeknownst to you, there were certain things that were going on that you could never have forecasted. And all of a sudden, the bottom has come out. Well, if you're in that season of life, my guest and I, we want to remind you today that you're not alone. That people have gone through that, and there are others who are going through that right now. But one of the reasons why you're listening here to the Good Life Radio Show is because the Lord wants you to know that when the bottom has fallen out, He has not departed from you. He loves you, and He knows you, and He knows all the, you know, ridiculous things that you may feel that you've had to go through or are suffering through right now. Maybe it's a season of a health problem, or maybe a relationship. Maybe you have a teenager that, you know, you just had an incident and you feel like a lousy parent right now. And you've been doing your best, the best you can, and all of a sudden you feel like, you know what, my best just isn't good enough, and you're in depression. Well, we're going to talk heart to heart today about the seasons of life. And, you know, we pause even at the beginning just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is because we want to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very clear. We want to lead you to Jesus, because in Christ, with Christ, there is always hope. Do you have a relationship with the Lord? You can. You can. Did you know that Jesus loves you so much? He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. And yes, He was buried. But 3 days later, Jesus was raised from the dead. And the living Christ today calls you to Himself. And the living Christ has ministered to my guest all throughout her years. And she's going to talk to us about her relationship with the Lord and what a difference Christ has made. Carolyn Kanoho. She was born in Honolulu and grew up all over the mainland and Germany as her dad was in the military. She's a mother, grandmother of 4, soon to be 5, of the best grandchildren. She's a realtor with a vision to be able to help as many families achieve their dreams while being able to give back into the community. God has used her testimony of God's faithfulness and extreme love and grace in her life after the death of her beloved husband. And the Lord has used her to minister hope and healing, very much like how she has received. She loves to tell stories and encourage others that God does indeed use ordinary people every day. Carolyn has been blessed to experience the travels of missionaries as they were preaching from church to church on the West Coast. She's been a tutor with Hawaii Adult Literacy for 4 years and is a member of the ARC Christian Center in Kaneohe. Carolyn, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dan, Pastor Danny.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up, most of my growing up years were between Oahu and on the mainland and in Germany because my stepdad was in the military. So we traveled all over, mainly in the southern states.
What states?
Kentucky, Texas, Arkansas. I was even in Arkansas at the time, at the tail end, when schools were still segregated. And it was an experience that it was shocking at the time. But, you know, I look back now over the years and I can see I'm really glad that I went through it. It, you know, it helped to form me as a person.
What were some of your memories of that?
Well, as I said, the schools were segregated and I'd walk into a store. And it would, they would say, the water fountains for whites only, and then one for blacks only. And the same would be for the restrooms. So I think that during the time that I lived there, all of my friends were white and were great friends. And but I never drank from the water fountain. I would buy a soda if I was thirsty because I didn't know where I belonged. Mm. Even going into a movie theater, I can remember standing in a separate line and standing in the line and looking over and seeing the faces of really some beautiful black children, but they were very sad, standing in line in kind of an alleyway to get in, to go into the same theater. And we weren't even allowed to sit together once in the theater. And really, I'm grateful to God that I got to experience that because I can, you know, I can see really the injustice and in how, you know, the people were treated, you know, back then. And, you know, helps me to understand, you know, sometimes the hurt that people, you know, go through because
of
the past.
This is very interesting. You know, we can watch it on TV. We mm-hmm. see, we can know historically what happened. Yes. You know, you can read it in a book, read it on the internet, watch the videos. But you were there, so whites and blacks. So you're a girl from Hawaii, right? So you have a mixed ancestry. What line do you stand in?
That's just it. I didn't know what line to stand in, so I didn't. And it was, I remember riding my bicycle in Arkansas and coming to the end of a street, and at the end of the street was a big chain link fence with actually barbed wire at the top. And looking through the fence, I saw a beautiful woman, a beautiful blonde woman looking back at us. And I asked my friend, you know, what was, you know, why was this fence there? And you know, she proceeded to tell me that that's, you know, for blacks only, and, you know, they're not allowed to come on this side, and, you know, we don't go on that side. And it was a strange feeling because I was neither black nor white. And to see this beautiful woman that obviously she was white, but more than likely, I would assume that, you know, she was, you know, married to a black person, black man, and so therefore she wasn't allowed to come on this side. And although she kind of looked longingly, you know, on our mm-hmm. side, and it was always a different kind of a feeling. I felt like I didn't belong. The people were always really gracious to us, especially once they found out we were from Hawaii. But nonetheless, it was an experience that, you know, I'll never forget.
You know, I've heard that over the years. Hawaii just almost has like this gracious, magical kind of acceptance, Hawaii. And yeah, we certainly are blessed, but we are not so far anymore, far removed from the realities that people have faced. And, you know, time goes on and time heals. But there are still residual things that people have gone through. And this is interesting. Your sharing of that opens up a world of, on the one hand, we've come a long ways, and yet we're reminded that we have such a long ways to go.
To go, yes.
So much more growth and development. And yet some progress, some significant progress has been made, you know, in that area. I mean, in the area of racial segregation. Carolyn, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think I would say that my growing up years, it was definitely my dad. He's actually my stepdad. I never knew my real father. My parents were divorced apparently when I was an infant, and he had remarried. And so my stepdad, during a time, he came into our lives when, at a time, you didn't see that many mixed marriages, and especially on the mainland, you didn't see that. And we weren't his own children. We weren't of the same nationality. But he accepted us and cared for us and loved us. He had a son of his own who actually died in Vietnam. So he really didn't have the experience of raising his own children. So in some ways, I think he lacked raising us, my brother and myself. But in other ways, in the ways that really count, you know, to this day, I mean, I love that man. I'm so grateful for him that God brought him into our lives. And I had the pleasure of leading him to the Lord.
Wow.
Several years ago. Actually, it was on my mother's deathbed. And that was quite amazing. Yes, so.
What happened?
Well, my mother was a Christian. And when she was in the hospital and the doctors came in and announced that, you know, she was dying. Of course, all of us, but my dad just totally broke down. And during several years before that, you know, my dad had heard it all from my mom. And so I really tried not to preach at him, you know. But I'd always pray for him. But the funny thing is, if I could back up just a few years before that, I can remember distinctly going by where he used to work and dropping something off with him and leaving, and the Holy Spirit telling me almost as if, and I almost thought it wasn't scriptural, almost as if he's saying, that's enough. You don't need to pray for your dad anymore. He's going to come to me. And you know, it was several years later, a good 10 years later. But because I used to pray for him all the time for his salvation. And on my mother's deathbed, as my dad broke down to cry, one of my aunties, my Auntie Kathy, said, Carolyn, go pray for your dad. And I was so wrapped up in hearing about the news about my mother that, I wasn't thinking and hearing correctly at first. And when I finally got my thoughts together, I asked my dad. I said, Dad, you know, Mom is going to be with Jesus, and I know you want to be with Mom someday. I said, would you like for me to pray with you? And to my great surprise, you know, he said, yes. So I began to lead him in what we call the sinner's prayer. And when it came to that part where and we actually said, you know, God, I invite you to come into my heart, he just broke down and cried just uncontrollably. And so we paused for a moment. And then when he got his composure, we completed our prayer. And at the very end, he said to me, he said, how can someone feel so much sadness but be so joyful at the same time? And I knew it was God. And I said, Dad, that's God. That's God. And from that day to this, because for my mom, she's been gone now going on, well, actually 10 years. And he's serving the Lord, reading his Bible, and so I know where he's going to as well.
Well, Carolyn, you've taken us back. I mean, you've opened up a few places for us to visit, even through your, Kentucky, Arkansas, in the South, and your experiences as a child, and then your dad. Stepdad, really, but your real dad in the way that he treated you.
Yes.
And nurtured you. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you know, in life, there comes times when things are moving along and suddenly, in an unexpected way, things take a sudden turn. Carolyn will share about her experiences. It has to deal with family. It has to deal with her relationship with her children. It has to do with even how she related with people in the body of Christ, in the church. But you know, there's something about heartache. It's mysterious in a way, in the way that God uses it. But sometimes the greatest heartbreak opens up a whole new dimension of depth of love and understanding. When we come back, Carolyn will share heart to heart with us. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is calling you. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When we're growing up, you know, there's some the seedlings of passions, interests, desires, dreams that are there inherent in us. And over the years, experiences that we have can either build those things up or distract us from the things that we, well, you know, maybe we're meant to do, meant to focus on, meant to develop. But life can be that way, and I realize that as you listen today, you may be in the midst of all kinds of distractions. And you know what? You're not alone in that. It's something that we all experience. But sometimes God will use certain situations in life to get us back on track. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Carolyn Konoho. And before our break, we were talking about her travels, her experiences. In fact, as you're listening right now, you might be tuning in and wondering, hey, can I get this podcast in its entirety? And the answer is yes. We have the free podcast available for you. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We also have a new CD that's out. It's called A Slice of the Good Life, Stories That Inspire You on Life's Journey in 90 Seconds. This is volume one. And when you go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, for the gift of any amount, any donation of any amount, we'll send this to you as a way of saying thank you for standing with us. Because we have, you know, opportunities right now to spread our program to other parts of the United States. And did you know that we're, through our media ministry, our internet website, we're reaching people. In the last year, we've had people come from all 50 states and over 100 nations. But there's so many more people that we can reach in a very personal way, just like you're listening to this program today. So go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and stand with us. We need your help, and it would mean so much to us to have you join us in this way. Carolyn, you're a realtor now. Your husband was a realtor. Take us back. Talk to us about Lou, your dear husband, how you met, and take us back to something that happened in your life that changed things in a very unexpected way.
Gosh, there's so much to share. I'm trying to think of where to begin, but we met at what was the old Honolulu Business College. He was the class treasurer, and he was very charismatic, and you noted, he had a distinct laugh. It was almost like a cackle. People that knew him remembered his laugh. And when we met, it was, I never thought that, as a matter of fact, I can remember thinking, well, you know, I would never get involved with someone like him. He just seemed to know a lot of people, and especially a lot of girls, and they all loved him in a good way. I mean, he had a way of putting his arm around someone, whether it was a male or female, and just making you feel like he was your best friend. Mm-hmm. So we met in Honolulu Business College, and probably our second time we went out on a picnic, and he asked me to marry him. And I thought, being, you know, naive, I thought, well, why is he asking me to marry him? You know, I told him, you don't even know me. And I remember that he had tears in his eyes, and he just said, you know, I don't know when or where, but someday we're going to get married. And you know how you look back at things, and neither one of us was serving God, but I knew that this was different. I didn't have a lot of experience dating, but I knew this was different. And so he was, when we got married, I knew that he was very, he was more ready for marriage than I was. And one of the things that I always say to people that he taught me is that more than any other person, as far as an earthly person is concerned, he taught me what it was to walk in forgiveness. And because he walked it all the time. And
Did you become Christians at about the same time?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
How did that happen?
Well, we were Catholic and didn't go to church very much, but we were Catholic and we always felt that we loved God. And when we were invited to go to this church, which was the old Leeward Christian Fellowship, we went. And I can remember during worship when everyone raised their hands, I watched my husband walk out. Hmm. And he just was not used to that. And so, but when we drove home on the way home, he had like some tears in his eyes. And he said to me, he said, you know, he said, if ever I go back to that church, it'll be because I've never felt the love of God like I did in that church. Well, the following Sunday, he used to work and 3 Sundays in a row, and he'd be off one Sunday a month. And so I almost didn't go, but I got up and I got dressed because I had an infant, and I had my other son who was 5. And when the worship leader gave the invitation, back in those days, we had a lot of, I don't know whether it was towards the end of the hippie days, but he was barefoot and, you know, he had a beard. And I thought, you know, I was your basic self-righteous person. And mm-hmm. and I was afraid to go forward, you know, thinking that if I went forward, people would think, well, what did she do? Yeah, you know, so I didn't. And then at the end, a sister in Christ came up to me and she said, well, what did you think? And I said, well, I felt like he was talking directly to me. So before I knew it, she pushed me across the room in front of the pastor, and she must have had, it must have been the angels, because she wasn't that big and I felt like I was being shoved. And by the time I got in front of the pastor, I said, well, I need to talk to you, but, and I was crying, and I said, but I don't know what about. So he shared with me John 3:16 and the story about Nicodemus, and asked me if I wanted to receive Christ. And to my great surprise, I said, okay, yes, why not? And I did, and when I looked up at the clock, it was directly in front of me. It was 12 o'clock on the nose, and that was to have significance, but I didn't know it at the time. So that night, I invited my friend who had invited us to the church over for dinner, and when my husband Lou got home, his story later that he was to tell me was that I was glowing, and he, you know, knew something happened, but he wasn't sure what. And so our friend began to tell him that Carolyn, that I had given my life to the Lord, and that would he like to, you know, invite Jesus to come into his heart as well. And his testimony was, well, yeah, you know, why not? And so he did. And from that day, which was in February 1979, till the day that he went home to be with the Lord, you know, we had many, many challenges, but we always loved God and we always served him and walked with him. And I felt like I had been living in darkness for nearly 30 years of my life, that, you know, by the time you're 30, you feel like, you know what life is about. And I was, you know, we were basic good people. We didn't, you know, we tried not to swear. We loved our kids. We gave to charities, but we always knew something was missing. And so it felt like I was living with a black cloud over my head. And when we invited Jesus Christ to come into our hearts, it was like it was literally lifted. And it was amazing.
You mentioned that you and Lou, you were walking with the Lord, mm-hmm. and you went through times mm-hmm. in life that we all go through, that mm-hmm. people struggle with, and yet something happened. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, Carolyn, I'd like for you to share how Lou went home to be with the Lord. And then what happened after that? You see, as you are given opportunity, it's really a privilege to listen to Carolyn today. And when you hear someone share from their heart the deepest, closest relationship they have with someone on this earth, and how Christ can carry you through a time like that, it just reminds all of us that no matter what we're going through, it might be a decision that you have to make, and you just don't know. If somebody were to say, do you know it's God's will? In your gut level, you would just say, you know what? I just don't know. That's an honest answer. But you certainly would love the Lord to lead you and guide you. It could be a decision that'll impact others, many people, perhaps. It might be just a situation at work or in the family, something that's just weighing heavy on your heart. As the Lord has ministered to Carolyn, the Lord can minister to you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, we all like surprises. You know, the surprises in life. When someone says, I got a surprise for you. I mean, it's an immediate smile that just comes to my face, your face. Our heart lights up. It's like, yeah, okay, well, what is it? And you know, the thing is, it doesn't matter if it's a little thing or a big thing. Sometimes the little things are the biggest things. But a surprise. We all love surprises. And yet there are certain surprises that happen in life. We couldn't have foreseen them coming. They blindside us. And they have the potential to literally knock us out. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We're talking about surprises today. My featured guest is Carolyn Conojo. She's a realtor with Prudential Locations. And she really has a heart to minister to people. You know, you can look, whether it's in a newspaper or a real estate magazine, you know, you see pictures of realtors. And there's lots of them. Nice pictures. But do you know, whether it's a realtor or a certified, life planner, kind of people in different professions, when you see them, you see a picture, you see a name, you might see some more than others, but did you ever pause to think that behind that picture or the image that you see is actually a life of someone who has gone through some struggles in life? Sometimes we just think that all things are fine and dandy, but you know, when you get to know people, just people in general, you get to know a little bit about them, you realize that there's a lot more depth than you see at the surface. Well, as you're listening today, you might be thinking, can I get this podcast? I want to say yes, absolutely. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Remember, if the Lord lays it on your heart to partner with me and our team to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to more people, you can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the partners tab. And as a way of saying thanks, I want to send you a slice of The Good Life, Volume 1. It's a collection of 25 of our featured vignette stories that inspire you on life's journey in 90 seconds. And we'll send it to you as a way of saying thanks. And again, I just want to thank you in advance for your consideration of partnering with us here at The Good Life Hawaii Radio Program. Carolyn, Lou, take us back on that moment when you experienced something suddenly, unexpectedly in your own life and marriage.
Well, I want to begin with saying that Lou was a person that always saw the cup half full rather than half empty.
I like to be around guys like Lou.
Yes. He was a pretty amazing person. And the morning that, actually, going back just a few days before that, our oldest son had gotten married and brought all of his wedding party here. There were like nine of them, nine groomsmen and nine bridesmaids. And it was an expensive thing for him. And so when he called us, which was approximately 5 days before Lou had passed away, and kept thinking, Mom, we want to come home for a visit. And we kept trying to convince him that to save his money, we'd love to have him come home, but why not come home at Christmas? He kept insisting until, and we gave him the same answer until finally one day when he called again, and I said, you know, let me ask your dad. And when I asked Lou this time, he said, yeah, you know, go ahead and tell him to come home. So he did. Our second son, Kapono, was going away to school, going back to school. And he actually was leaving to go back to school a little earlier. And Lou tried to convince him to stay. He just felt that, you know, he doesn't have a problem with him going back to school, but felt that for whatever reason, he wasn't supposed to go back just then. But we couldn't convince him, so Kapono did go back. And that morning that he passed away, it was a Saturday morning, and he had just, Lou, I was concerned about things, and his proverbial answer to me was, you know, honey, everything is going to be all right, just wait and see. And he said to me, he told me that morning. And so our oldest son and his wife were home, and we had gone downstairs for breakfast, and we were going to go out and go shopping. So when my husband said to me, he says, go ahead and go upstairs and get ready, I'll do the dishes. So on my way up, you know, I guess I did the motherly thing, there were glasses lying around, so I picked up the glasses, took it to the kitchen, and when I did, he was standing at the kitchen sink looking upwards with his eyes closed. And I said to him, are you all right? And he looked at me and he nodded. And I said, well, what are you doing? He says, just praying. So I said, okay. So I went upstairs, and within a minute later, he was upstairs clutching his chest, asking me to call 911. And I, you know, that's something that he would not normally have done, and I did. The ambulance actually didn't make it there for almost 45 minutes. And the, but the fire station, the paramedics came, but they didn't come for, you know, another at least 20 minutes later. And I had the insight to call my very good friend and tell her that we were going to the hospital, not ever thinking for a minute that he would ever die. Never in a million years would I ever thought that he was going to die. And so I just asked her, I said, you know, Clovy, would you please pray? We're just going to go to the hospital. And so we went to the hospital. I rode in the ambulance. My oldest son took the car, so he followed along. Without my knowing, I have some wonderful half-brothers and half-sisters, which we met a couple of years earlier, and we still didn't get to see each other all that much. And but when he was still home, the phone rang, and one of my half-sisters called Lucille, and she just said, Carolyn, I mean, she asked Chris, I'm sorry, my oldest son said, Chris, what's wrong with Mom and Dad? So then Chris told her, and so when I got to the hospital, I was in the room alone waiting, and the nurse came in, and she said to me, what you hear going on at movies, she said, call everybody that you know. His heart has stopped beating, but call everybody that you know. And I remember standing there, and I couldn't remember a single number. And, I mean, I literally fell on my knees, and I said, God, you're going to have to put us on people's hearts because I can't remember anybody's number. And so the first person to show up was Clovita. And she lived in Makakilo, came all the way down, and I was shocked to see her. And I said, how did you know to come? And she said, as soon as she hung up, God told her, go now. And she literally grabbed her keys, jumped in the car, and came. And then my sister Lucille showed up, and Pastor Norman Nakanishi showed up. And, you know, I was to find out later on more stories surrounding that, which has really kept me and encouraged me and comforted me over the years, that it was not a mistake, that I was not, it was not the devil's doing. I know that what the word says, that to every man is appointed a time to die. But that the word also says that to be absent in the flesh is to be present with God. But at the time, I didn't think about those scriptures. At the time, I was in shock and still not expecting that he was going to die. And so when they finally came back into the room and they had been working on him for about an hour, because otherwise, you know, he was a marathon runner. He was a surfer. He was in, you know, great condition. And, you know, his otherwise good health, you know, they were working on him, thinking that, you know, they could revive him. And so when I went into the room, I look back over the years and I think, why didn't I have the faith to pray for him? Because one of the areas that I always felt strongly called to was to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, and I would see them recover. But why couldn't I do it at that time? So I walked into the room, and Lou was a handsome man, and he looked wonderful, if I could say so. And I remember wrapping my fingers around his fingers And I remember, because you never know what's going to come out of your mouth. And I remember the first thing, words that came out of my mouth were, I thanked God. I said, God, thank you for the nearly 30 years that I had with this wonderful man. And then I said to him, thank you, honey, for all the years that you've given me. And there was a time that, I don't know how much graphic I can be, but when a person passes away, there's, you know, like liquid or water that comes from the body, and they needed to change, you know, the bedding. And so they asked everybody to leave, and I left. And when I came back, I remember the nurse pulling the curtains and saying, you know, family, family. And I just said to her, I found myself saying, no, it's okay. I need to be with him. Mm-hmm. And so she allowed me to be with him. And we had to turn over his body to put clean bedding and turn him over to the other side. And I look back, it just seemed the most natural thing to do, because he was my husband. And I just had the peace. And I realized that I was in shock, but I had the peace. There's many other stories to tell since then. People would tell me, I can remember that there was a woman in the office that was new in his office, and she had some challenges working there. She was a wonderful woman, and she had a little boy and a husband, and the challenges that were so great that my husband would pray for her. And so that morning, she was going to take her son to his ice skating lessons, and she didn't feel well, and she asked her husband to go ahead and take her son, and she said she fell asleep. This was the same morning that Lou passed away. And she said immediately she dreamt, and she saw Lou. And she said he had a big smile on his face. And she said, Lou, what are you doing here? And so she said all he did, because she was, you know, much bigger than he was, she said he just held out her arms and smiled. And so she said that she, you know, hugged him back, and then he waved and smiled. And she said she woke up from that nap, it jumped up, and her arms were in the air. And when her husband came home, she told him, Lou's gone. And he said, what are you talking about? You just saw him at work on Friday. She said, no, he's gone. And just then the phone rang, and it was, you know, the office, you know, sharing that he had gone. So all these stories that helped to, I realize, comfort and assure me over the years that it was not a mistake, you know, that God was preparing. And another story, if I might add, was Lou had gotten a new Bible a few weeks prior to his death, and he loved that Bible. He kept saying, I really like this Bible. And so one day when I went upstairs, it was on the bed, so I was flipping through the Bible, and I didn't say anything. I just thought it, and I just thought, this is a pretty good Bible, and maybe I should get one too. And immediately what I heard was, this is going to be your Bible too. And I just looked at it as maybe I wasn't supposed to spend the money on another Bible, you know, not thinking that, you know, truly it was going to be my Bible.
You know, in times when we face mortality, and whether it's our own mortality or that of a loved one, there's a certain depth that comes in our life, certain things we recognize that we wouldn't have normally recognized before, things we appreciate that we would have not have appreciated as much or maybe not at all before. And there's certain kinds of reflections that we have that I think the Lord uses to give us a better understanding, and it adds so much more meaning and depth through our experiences and even to our relationships. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more. Carolyn is sharing a little bit even how she sees the Lord helping her through this very difficult period in her life. As she shares, we're not void of realizing that people, perhaps even you today, go through a time of difficulties, trials, challenges. It may not be a distinct issue with mortality, or it might be. It might be someone that you love that's ailing. Maybe something shocking took place. This is not in any way meant to put you on your heels, to make you feel or live a fearful life. No, no. But a life of faith. In the midst of uncertainties, Christ is the rock. And he's been a rock, the rock, for Carolyn and her family through the years. And maybe that's just it. Christ can be your rock today. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, I know. Uncertain times. Hey, we go through those and it can be a little scary, you know, in those moments. But I think the Lord wants us to remember that he's the rock in uncertainty. He never moves, you know, he's stable. And Carolyn Konoho, our featured guest today, is able to speak from experience. Carolyn, what would you say to someone who's going through an uncertain time? It could be with family, could be with children right now, could be at work, financially. What would you say?
I guess without sounding too cliche about it, that, you know, there's, I think, a saying and partly of a scripture that says that this too shall pass, that we go through seasons in our lives. And it's, there's really light at the end of the tunnel. It's really going to be all right. It's really going to be okay. And I look back now, it's kind of like you don't want to go through experiences like that, But once you go through them, and whether it's the lessons that you've learned or what you've, you know, how you've just grown in your love and your resolve or your hope and your faith, is you just wouldn't trade it for anything. Hmm. I mean, I am not the same person that I was years ago. And I think that's the way it should be for all of us.
Carolyn, can you say a prayer? We've got a couple minutes.
Sure.
Can you say a prayer for someone right now?
Okay. Father, we just thank you for your love and your presence, and you're always with us. And even in those times when we feel so far removed from you, you said that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. And I know that I look back in my life, and I know that you've always been there. And I pray for each one that hears this, that they would know that no matter what they're going through, that they are loved, and that there's a plan and a purpose for their lives, and that there are countless others that may be going through the very same thing. But there will come a time when they're going to be able to have more clarity, and to see that there was a reason, and that, Lord, that you've never left them, mm-hmm. and that you're going to bring them, Father, to a point, Father, that they're going to be able to rejoice. And I pray for each one right now that they would have that peace, Father, that would cover them, that no matter what the situation is that they may be experiencing now, that they will be able to feel your tangible presence and your tangible love, Father, upon their lives. And I thank you, Father, for that. In your name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, one of the most necessary things in our lives is to be covered with prayer. Someone covering you in prayer. And Carolyn today has done that for you. Out of her heartache and brokenness and struggles, the Lord has taken her through, and now she shares her heart and she stretches out her hands, as it were, and covers you in prayer, that you too would experience the comfort of the Lord, the strength of the Lord in the midst of the challenge. And good things can come as a result. Carolyn, thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share.
We've been blessed. In the next few days, you're going to hear stories, more stories. I want to invite you to get someone to listen in, someone that you know of, a family member or a friend. And, you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. I'd love to hear from you. Here's a scripture for today. James 1:19 says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Carolyn Konoho. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.